Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, who was your favorite comedian growing up? Now, some people will, you know, bring up some old vaudeville, you know, if they're old enough to remember. I don't know who my mom's favorite comedian was. She probably really liked Lucille Ball. And, you know, in that time, I think Lucille Ball was very funny, and Rick Ernest, you know, somebody needs to explain to me, or explain, explaining to do, or however Ricky Ricardo did it. We can't recreate a lot of the comedy from Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz anymore. It's not politically correct. Can't be saying, remember he called it a coconut? And she's like, coconut? Even though you would say coconut a lot of times, but he called it a coconut. We aren't supposed to reproduce that, because it could be, unfortunately, offensive. Because he had an accent. People loved his accent. They laughed at his accent. She was the wife who would kind of get into trouble, and husband Ricky would get mad at her. Lost a lot of its political correctness. So you don't really hear people quote Lucy and Desi anymore. Then from the 50s going to the 60s, you had I Dream of Jeannie. And with I Dream of Jeannie, you had Barbara Eden in a sexy pink Jeannie outfit. I didn't really like the show. I had a crush, not on Larry Hagman. Sorry, I keep eating in between. I had a crush on the other guy. The guy with brown hair. I forgot who he was. He was really, really cute. Anyway, so I would watch it because of him, the friend of Larry Hagman. And, again, people laughed, thought it was funny because she called him master. Not politically correct anymore. All right, so that's gone. All right, good. And I wasn't a big fan of that, too. By the time you got to the 1980s, my favorite, if you want to know who my favorite comedian was, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy had me rolling. Loved Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, I would just be busting up. And for any of you who saw Delirious, seen Delirious, he went after everybody. You know, Mr. T, Ralph Cramden, hey Norton, you know, and his... It was very off color. A lot of the jokes were inappropriate. I made my mom watch it. She just couldn't stop laughing. She was rolling off the couch in the 80s. But that's when VCRs were just coming out. The tapes were coming out and all that. You know, but again, not politically correct. No. 90s, you know, you had Seinfeld, Dave Chappelle. I liked that he was growing and getting more popular. He was in Men in Tights and all that. And so you had maybe, let's say, on network TV like Seinfeld, you know, a little cleaner, cleaned it up a little bit. But, again, things that he had said on the show, can't say now. There were some stereotypes that were brought up, and nope. So some things are considered politically correct now. So we have probably, by the year 2021, become, and we still have some work to do in terms of what might not be offensive to some, is still out there, and that's what people are kind of working on. But in terms of comedy, we have started to create some content that's really boring. I saw Coming to the America, too. Coming to America, I don't know if you guys remember the first Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. It was funny. A lot of inappropriate comments, right? Sexual chocolate. I mean, it was a funny movie. When the second time around, I laughed. There was some good humor, but you look at Eddie Murphy, and it looks like his wings were clipped. He couldn't be the Eddie Murphy that we all knew. Yeah, and I was talking to somebody about this, and like, it wasn't really that funny. And I go, but it's because he's really restricted. And if you start to watch some of these sitcoms, and if you start to watch some of the humor, they have to be very, very careful. You see it curtailed. You're like, okay, that would have been funnier if they said it this way, but they can't do that now. Also, many shows now have to check the boxes to show that they did everything to prove that they weren't lacking a certain social aspect that needs to be honored and acknowledged in this day and age. So we're starting to see two types of content. One is the very rigid, almost religious, almost like, you know how we wanted separation of church and state? You know, we didn't want to have to be so contained and regimented by what the Bible told us. Well, I'm watching that in comedy, where I'm seeing a lot of comedy, and very regimented, almost like there's a religion that they're trying to work within. But then you go online and you see some of the stuff out there, and it's like the bootleg. It's like the underground. And the underground comedy is not filtered. And there are things out there that are completely inappropriate. And you would think, well, wait a second. In this day and age, we're not supposed to be having that sort of content out there. But you're seeing more and more and more of it. And if we're trying to move to a society that's not offensive, then how is this growing? Well, it's like, you know, water. If you have water that's spilled, it's going to go somewhere. And the water's going to go, or, you know what? Okay, how about this? Let's say you got a big butt, and you're trying to get into the pants. The butt is still going to move. You're still going to have that butt. It's going to move. It might pretend and suck in to get into the jeans, but as soon as you take the jeans off, the butt's back out there, okay? And so there are people, the comedy that people want, the demand is the water or the butt. The demand is there. And when there's demand, there's going to be a supply. And so you're seeing on, I don't know if it's called the dark web, but you're seeing it on TikTok, you're seeing it on Instagram, you're seeing these things that where they make fun of, things that you probably shouldn't make fun of, but it's almost reminiscent of some of the humor that you would hear from Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy or, you know, I don't know. So these two schools of comedy, I don't know how much longer the first more regimented is going to last. People don't think it's funny. Not that we want to go the other way. We need to find the middle of the road. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Richard asked if we could talk about the pain crisis. And he apparently had a dental issue and called telemedicine, couldn't get something for pain. Ibuprofen, Tylenol wasn't working. Dentist wasn't available. Urgent care wouldn't give him pain medication. He suffered. The only thing that gave him relief was pot. And we still have a pain crisis. You know, we thought that we were doing so well with the opioid crisis, telling doctors to write less opioids, and we didn't really give a substitute for those people that have pain. Doctors aren't just giving opioids because we have nothing better to do. It's because people are in pain. And when we say use Tylenol and ibuprofen, they say it's not cutting it. Now, let me ask you guys, I've never had an exposed root on a tooth. For any of you that have, what worked for your pain? Honestly, be honest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When you had like an exposed nerve or toothache, what did you find work? 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. So in the news, opioids are coming back because we had more overdose deaths during the pandemic, and those people that were needing support couldn't get the support during the lockdown. And so dental opioid prescriptions is now kind of under scrutiny. And we're being told that a large-scale study analyzing national claims data linked dental opioid prescriptions with an increased risk of an overdose among patients and their family members. Now, researchers affiliated with the University of Michigan published findings in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine on Thursday. They looked at 8.5 million dental procedures from 2011 to 2018, and these were among private and publicly insured patients aged 13 to 64, and the most common procedures addressed acute dental pain, tooth extraction, and root canals. Now, again, the farthest I've ever gone was a cavity needing a filling, which could change anytime soon because, you know, it's had to be fillings fall out. It has to be drilled again. So I don't know how much tooth I have left, and I'm so afraid that the nerve is going to get exposed. I'm kind of scared with that. And so I've been lucky. I've never needed anything super strong for pain. The team identified 2,600 opioid overdoses within 90 days of patient procedures. An analysis pinned the risk of an overdose to 5.8 per 10,000 procedures when patients filled opioid prescriptions within 3 days versus 2.2 overdoses per 10,000 procedures when they did not. So according to their study, it says when patients fill dental opioid prescriptions, the risk of opioid overdoses increases both for themselves and their family members. So study authors argue that while results confirmed prior studies indicated few patients overdose after filling opioid prescriptions, they say the estimated effect size could correspond to a substantial number of overdoses given the frequency of dental opioid prescribing. They say the team noted 11.4 million total dental opioid prescriptions in 2016 in the U.S. So they want efforts to focus on avoiding unnecessary dental opioid prescriptions. Now, this is where some of you who have a lot of dental issues are going to get a little nervous. Right now, you're being told to get acetaminophen and ibuprofen. That's what we're all telling our patients in the medical realm, dentists as well, acetaminophen, ibuprofen. Yet, I think there's something else going on here. So, to finish, Fox News is reporting that the team analyzed the risk of patients' family members overdosing. They analyzed nearly 3.5 million privately insured patients who underwent dental procedures to assess family members' overdoses in 90 days, and they found the risk of 1.7 per 10,000 procedures among family members who filled prescriptions versus 1 in 10,000 who did it. So there was a small relationship, but a relationship. Among 400 overdoses, 42% had occurred in a child. 24.5% involved the patient's spouse. Siblings and parents also accounted for overdoses to a smaller degree. So they think that patients who may be particularly vulnerable to dental opioid exposure include those who are publicly insured and those who have mental health or substance use disorders. They say this mechanism of increased vulnerability is unclear. One possibility is that such patients may have greater likelihoods of prescription opioid misuse and undiagnosed substance use disorders. Overdose prevention interventions like co-prescribing naloxone should be considered if these patients require opioids. They also urge safe storage and disposal of prescribed opioids. So here's the thing. Okay, I'm not stupid. I mean, I've been a doctor now for 20-plus years, all right? When you have somebody who has chronic pain or is dependent on opioids and they get cut off or they get flagged by the computer system, they are going to have a family member go for them. And I've had family members say, yeah, I got this issue, I got this issue, I got this tooth pain. I go, I don't really see much wrong. Do you want to go to a dentist? I can't get in with the dentist and it hurts a lot. You know, and I'm like, you know, how's Bob doing? Bob, why would you bring him up? He's good. You're like, oh, man. You know, and so in the medical field, you know, we really cut back and we justified, you know, our prescribing. We had to, you know, and I agree with that. You know, why am I giving a painkiller to somebody who doesn't appear to have pathology? And, you know, and I wouldn't, or I would refer them, or, but unfortunately, you have people out there in pain, and they're scared. A lot of people out there in pain, and they have trouble functioning. You have some people that ibuprofen just tears their stomach up. You have other people that have issues with their liver and can't have it. I have a family member, he can never have Tylenol again. And a lot of pain medicines come with Tylenol. But then he has to, you know, be prescribed something that just doesn't have Tylenol in it due to his liver injury. So, you know, we still have people in pain. You could do as, you know, as much outreach and say, you know, don't take these medications to get high. But, you know, if somebody has an exposed nerve root, or, you know, if somebody is in pain for another reason, and your family member's like, I'm really fine, they gave me a pain prescription, but I don't need it, that family member's going to tell them to fill it. So they have extra. Remember I told you how once we started to limit access to prescriptions, there was a frenzy. And I was hearing that there was an uptick of people asking for pain medication because they wanted to stock up. Now, then there was a whole big campaign to tell people to not stock up on their medications because somebody else could go into them and overdose. They're right. The public campaigns aren't wrong. They, you know, family members, teenagers could get into the Percocet, sell it to others, now get, you know, in trouble for a felony. You could have people, unfortunately, overdose on your prescription. But there was this frenzy that happened where people, once they knew that doctors were going to be threatened to lose their licensure. A doctor is no good to anybody if they're not licensed. So the doctor will have to choose his practice over you. It's unfortunate, you know, because everybody wants to feel that their doctor would give their life for them. And we do put our lives on the line all the time. But if we put our career on the line, we can't help anybody. So if our state board wants to limit, you know, your opioid use and wants it perfectly justified, then that's what your doctor's going to have to do. And so as people saw that they were getting less pain medicine, they were then feeling like, okay, then I better stock up. And this stocking up frenzy unfortunately worsened the situation because now people had access to bottles of it. As opposed to, look, we'll get what you need, you know, or you're like methadone clinic, come in. You'll be treated, come in. When you need more, you come in. So I'm not sure what the answer is because I've never had a broken tooth. But with that nerve exposed, you can't eat. In fact, they tell you when you do have a broken tooth or a cracked tooth, you got to rinse your mouth lightly. You could try to use some ice to reduce the swelling. You might need to put some gauze in there if you're having bleeding. You got to avoid acidic soda, alcohol, coffee. That's not going to help because the nerve is going to be extra sensitive. Cold beverages isn't going to feel good. Nuts and celery can hurt. Anything too chewy could put pressure. You got to be careful of steak, beef jerky, gum, candy. Fruits with seeds in them, seeds could get caught in there. Any extremely sugary food, sugar could allow organisms to kind of grow and feed, causing more decay. So we usually recommend you have a cracked tooth, you try to get in with a dentist right away if you can't. Right now, the pain medicine we suggest is Tylenol or ibuprofen. But some urgent cares or dentists will give you something stronger if they think you need it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Philadelphia, where he's delivering remarks at an event marking Amtrak's 50th anniversary. Amtrak is set to receive about $80 billion out of the $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal that the president put forward. Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, is wondering why Amtrak is getting all your tax dollars.
Over 50 years has never figured out how to actually make money on the concession when you have a monopoly with your riders. They can't even operate efficiently, and yet we're going to give them more of the hardworking American taxpayer dollars? I don't think so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Israel is declaring a national day of mourning Sunday after at least 45 worshippers were crushed to death in a massive stampede at a religious festival. USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence is making public appearances again, giving his first public address since leaving the office at a gala in South Carolina Thursday night.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we made for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Pence speaking to a group of evangelical voters. A man suspected of murder is back in custody.
A prisoner who is suspected of murder and being transported from Georgia to Arizona has escaped custody at the Atlanta airport. Fulton County Sheriff's Office said officers were searching for Jason Stover. They said he was last seen in College Park, Georgia. He's wanted in connection to a shooting at a Phoenix bar that left one person dead and another injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question some of you are having is, are there going to be travel bans? Now, this gets a little tricky because the Biden administration wants to reverse everything that Trump did. The wall, slowing down on illegal immigration, travel bans from other countries. When Trump immediately issued travel bans against China originally last January, not this January, but last January, he got a lot of heat. And so Biden doesn't want to have that sort of heat. In the meantime, however, we spoke about this last week, 2 weeks ago, the State Department did issue do not travel advisories. In fact, they warned us that they were going to issue 80% of countries due to COVID risk. So the State Department had on Twitter, says travelers face ongoing risks due to COVID-19. We have updated our travel advisories to better reflect the CDC science-based travel health notices. We also consider logistics like testing availability and travel restrictions. So a travel advisory is still different from a travel ban. The travel ban is where they block travel. Like, I think France blocked travel from Brazil. And so a travel advisory by the State Department is where they urge U.S. citizens to reconsider travel abroad. If you must travel, they request that you visit the travel.state.gov site before you depart. Because their level one will say exercise normal precautions. Level two would be exercise increased caution. Level three would be reconsider travel. But a level four says do not travel. Do not travel is their highest, but they don't necessarily block you. It's not a ban. And their do not travel advisory is encompassing not only COVID sometimes, but it could also include countries based on their crime, terrorism, civil unrest. So they have all these little categories. So according to the State Department, if there's crime, you'll see a C there. Widespread violent or organized crime is present in areas of the country. Local law enforcement may have limited ability to respond to serious crimes. The U.S. felt it was their duty to tell U.S. travelers if you're going to go to that country, and I think Mexico might have that level C, or that C initiating their level 4 do not travel. I believe with Mexico they have the crime and the COVID. So they America wants to warn Americans that if you go out there, it might not be the same sort of diligence or fast response from the police. I know we've been starting to have a defunding of the police and maybe, you know, issues in terms of response time, but it's still better than most countries. Then you might see a T next to the country for terrorism. Terrorist attacks have occurred and are specific threats against civilians, groups, and other targets. U is for civil unrest. Political, economic, religious, or ethnic instability exists and may cause violence, major disruptions, or safety risks. H is for health, including current disease outbreaks or a crisis that disrupts in a country's medical infrastructure are present. CDC will also give a notice for that. N is for natural disaster. So if there's a natural disaster, you didn't know about it, you know, or there's like a tsunami coming or something like that, then. E is there's a short-term event like elections, sporting events, other incidences that could pose safety risks. So they might put E, like I think of an Olympics is happening there. O is for other. There are potential risks not covered by previous risk indicators. And then K is for kidnapping or hostage taking. Criminal or terrorist individuals or groups have threatened and or seized or detained and threatened to kill, injure, or continue to detain individuals in order to compel a third party, including a governmental organization, to do or abstain from doing something as a condition of release. So these level four warnings, unfortunately, were added to close to 80% of the countries. In terms of health advisories, the CDC has level four COVID-19 very high travel advisories. So more towards the health implication of it. And with the CDC, they had India as a level four, I believe. I think they even had Mexico as a level four. Let me see if I have the most recent list because it's updated. This last list was updated 4 days ago. And so on their very high list, they have Iran, Iraq, Ireland, Italy, Malta, Mexico, Uruguay, Venezuela, Virgin Islands, U.S., Ukraine, Turkey, Costa Rica, Brazil. You know, as we expected, Germany's on there. Greece is on there. But interesting. Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's India. All right, good. India's on there. So that, you know, no surprise. So, you know, the CDC, for the CDC site, you know, they have that on there. I thought that there was also a level four advisory for the U.S. travel, the State Department. And with the State Department, like I said, they're... It doesn't necessarily mean there's a ban. It doesn't necessarily mean they are going to block you or block all air travel. It just means that they're doing their due diligence and they're telling you, look, you know, you probably want to avoid. So there is a travel advisory. Do not travel to India due to COVID-19. Exercise extreme caution due to crime and terrorism. So for India, they have the C, the T, the U, the H, and the O. And by the way, this is on my Facebook and Twitter and on my Dr. Dahlia WordPress blog. So you should be able to, you know, if you need to get the link, you could get the link. If not, just go to travel.state.gov. Mexico has a level 4 do not travel based on crime, based on health, and based on kidnapping and hostage taking. So the state government, the State Department's like, be careful. But travel restrictions haven't come into play. But we're being told now that the U.S. government will enforce travel restrictions from India. But the ban is going to apply to non-U.S. citizens, because they do want, obviously, U.S. citizens to be able to come home. It will go into effect next Tuesday. And so the U.S. government has been kind of dilly-dallying on that. The State Department had put India up on the list a while back. But right now, India is having catastrophic waves of the variant B.1.617 that has at least two mutations, one causing it to be more deadly, and then there's a triple mutation variant as well. Now, has the Indian variant come to America? Well, we're being told that they're having cases in California and Tennessee. South Africa is on the restricted list, has been on the restricted list for a while. So, following the travel advisory, you know, there were still people flying back and forth from India, you know, but there might start to be more of a restriction in terms of travel. And it's one of those things where I think the government is trying, you know, it's really interesting with politics, okay? I don't think both sides realize how close the election was. And you can debate how close it was and if it was real or not, or if there was fraud or not. But what we all can agree on is it wasn't a landslide by any mean. For either side, obviously. And so if you are successful, you want to continue succeeding by not making the mistakes of other, you know, competitors. But what I think in politics they don't realize is some of the things done, maybe not all of them, but some of the things done might have been popular, might have been effective. And so when people hesitate because they don't want to do what Trump did, you know, just like with hydroxychloroquine. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are saying they found hydroxychloroquine to work when their doctor prescribed it. We can't in our state, and, you know, there were studies that showed heart attack risk, but because it was politicized, you know, people are avoiding it, and if politics weren't at play, maybe more people would be able to benefit. Who knows? 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I know many of you are pretty frustrated about the whole mask thing. Do you still have to wear a mask outdoors? Why is President Biden wearing a mask? A lot of jokes yesterday because he couldn't find his mask. And somebody had to grab a mask for him. And I don't give him a hard time for that. I don't give Biden a hard time for that because he's older, and I have enough of other things to criticize him for, you know, in terms of his spending and how, you know, he's not really thinking things through if he's even in charge. So I'm not going to give him a hard time for looking for a mask because I got to be honest, I do the same thing. I mean, it takes me, you know, sometimes 20 minutes to find a mask. And it's, so people make fun of him and all that, but there is a valid argument that people have on why we're wearing masks outside, even after the CDC said it's okay. Now, mind you, if I hear that we have a whole bunch of people out of, you know, coming from overseas, bringing the variants from their countries that are deadly, and I fear that America could unfortunately look like India in terms of COVID deaths, I'm going to be saying, guys, give everybody N95 respirators, which I am really hoping that some of these trillions of dollars have been going to that. I think Biden wanted to pass out masks, but I think they're the little surgical masks. Those aren't the ones that unfortunately we really, really need. So in terms of Biden and the, it's our patriotic responsibility, and he's going to still wear one outside. I think the issue we have is you're going to have people, and I don't blame them for being done with the mask and pretending to be vaccinated. So, you know, the big question when the CDC came up with their issues, their guidelines was, well, wait a second, so somebody's out there. How do I know they're vaccinated or not? Now, I really don't want that topic brought up too much because then the next conversation is going to be, well, they need a mark on them, like a tattoo, or they need a, and I don't want that because I have a big scar on my arm from the smallpox vaccine because the shot was intended to show proof that these people were vaccinated. No better proof than that, but having a big, ugly scar at the site where you got the vaccine. And I hate the fact that I have that. And so I don't want there to be that sort of issue. And unfortunately, it could happen again. So when people say, well, yeah, but people could be out on the street, take off the mask, and pretending to be vaccinated, well, then that's when they're going to start to, unfortunately, add certain restrictions on our liberties, which I'm not very excited about. In fact, in California, they're having a tough time figuring out who got their second shot or not, because when one clinic opened, another clinic then maybe gave one of the shots, and another clinic opened up and then gave the second shot, so you didn't really have a database. There was no national database. No, you know, so we got cards. I am so afraid I'm going to lose my card. I wanted to post a picture on Facebook, and everybody said, don't do that. Don't be posting your picture on Facebook, because then people can copy the cards. People are already copying the cards. So I posted the picture of it, but it's like covered up, and the insignia is covered up. So unfortunately, I won't be able to use that as proof. So I scanned it, and I made a copy, but I'm concerned that I could lose it. So when it comes to vaccines, even though for kids there's a national database, there's not a national database yet for this. And a lot of people don't want it. They don't want that national database. So, I think where Biden is at is he is getting hit from all sides, and he is trying to err on the side of caution. And so he wants to, I would probably say, look like he's pleasing more people. And if public officials are saying we need masks, he's doing that. But so even though the CDC is like it's not that important, it's not as an issue with when you're vaccinated. Some people thought, well, maybe it's because he never really got the vaccine. I think he got the vaccine. I mean, I thought we saw it on TV. So it's again, it's all for show. It's all for trying to make sure everybody's doing, you know, quote unquote, doing what they're told. And it is a form of social control. You know, once people start ripping off their masks, those with masks are going to take off theirs if they're not worried about COVID. Yeah, they're going to be like, well, I'm vaccinated, and why am I wearing a mask? And so you're going to see maskless people all over the place. And so I think he wants to slow that down, because there was so much pressure on the CDC. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I want to bring this up real quick, and I want to put it on my Facebook Live, because this is a topic that I wasn't really expecting. So we've been talking about, gas shortages. We've been talking about how we're going to have gas shortages, maybe our food supplies are going to go up, or our food costs are going to go up because we don't have enough truckers. Well, apparently, we have a chlorine shortage. During the lockdown, many people use their pools. And apparently, we are being told that chlorine is going to, like, drive up in terms of cost, like 60%. And they say it threatens to sink swimming pool season. So what's going on here is a surge in pool use during the lockdown has led to a scarcity of chlorine tablets, because we've been using a lot of chlorine. Prices have shot up nearly 40%. They think by August it's going to double. And there was a fire at a leading chlorine manufacturer that has made the shortage even worse. Here's the everything's going to go up. Prices of everything is going to go up. I'm just not very optimistic about what's going to happen with inflation. But I find that very, very interesting that there was a pool surge. You know, I don't use my pool a lot. I use my hot tub. I don't really use my pool a lot because it's kind of small. I mean, I wanted a lap pool, but in Vegas, the backyards are kind of small. So it's a nice-sized pool, and I swim in it, but I'm not in it every day. Also, it's hard with your hair. You know, when you get your hair done and things like that, you do a blowout. You know, you're like, I don't want to mess up with my hair. So when I don't care about the blowout, I'll jump in the pool. And, but also, when the water's cold and things like that, sometimes I want to heat the pool. So I haven't used the pool that much, but I have to admit, I have used it more than any other time because of the COVID lockdown and because of, you know, not a lot of other things going on. So as we go into this summer and we're going to start having more pool parties, the pool is going to start to become a hot item. So I would just suggest, for those of you guys that maybe have a pool and maybe are afraid that you're going to, unfortunately, get caught with spending more than 60% than you want to on your COVID tablets, go ahead and get it. You know, I think I'm going to visit a little bit later when we have more time on the stuff we put in the pool and the safety of it. For the most part, it's safe. You're supposed to use that little sort of calibrator, right? You kind of put it in, and then you mix, and you put the reagents, and you take a look to see that it's just right. I remember my dad doing it, my dad getting on his hands and knees, and I thought it was so much fun. You know, he'd be grumpy because he didn't want to do it, yeah, because my mom was on him. Like, oh, can I see? You know, and the pool would be off for some reason, a little bit off, and we couldn't go into the pool. I want to go into the pool, Daddy! No, not ready. Yeah, there were a couple times where we had a pool in our house. It was really nice. Those are the good years. Bad years, no. We'd use the public pool, and the public pool, you know, wasn't ideal. And so we, every year we have to talk about a cryptosporidium outbreak because somebody poops in the pool. Every year we talk about somebody peeing in the pool. So chlorine kills bugs and pathogens, but, it's, please don't pee or poop in the pool because there's only so much a little chlorine tablet can do. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.